With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. It's best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Head to Hollywood to talk to Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner, the co-host of Entertainment Tonight. After last night, not a lot of drama. Everything all at once. Something. The best picture. And I think, you know, when it comes to best picture, I don't know if there was, you know, a close second in this category. Felt like everybody, it was universal that was going to be the best film. And it is wild. It's a sensory overload if you watch this movie. But it did stand out. I thought it was the best movie that I saw this year. And sometimes when, you know, they give best picture, you're like, okay. Or it's artsy, or it fits in all the categories, checks the boxes there. But I still went back to, you know, Maverick, Top Gun, of what it meant to the industry. Now, you don't give an Academy Award just because it brought people back to the theater. But that's how powerful that movie was in Tom Cruise. And, you know, Tom is probably going to win a Lifetime Achievement Oscar. That might be the only way he wins it. But I don't think he, like, I'm guessing he's doing okay. I don't think he's like, didn't get nominated, or am I ever going to get nominated? You know, he just keeps posting these billion-dollar movies here. But what he did to, you know, Hollywood, I wish he would have been there so the industry could have given him a standing ovation. That's all. That would have been nice as a way of saying, hey, thank you. Because, and I know he's probably filming, what, Mission Impossible, I think, I don't know how many he's up to, but it would have been nice for Hollywood. And maybe they did invite him and he said, no, I'm shooting. But it would have been nice if they just said, hey, you know, here to hand out best movie is Tom Cruise. Although I don't know if anybody, have you had somebody hand out that award who was in the category? Because his movie was also in that category. But, or best actor, maybe you could have done that with him, something. But it would have been nice if the industry, my fellow actors, were able to say, thank you, Tom. Yes, Paul.
At this point, they should call him Mission Possible. Seems like all the missions are working out just fine for Tom and his crew. Mission very likely
to
succeed.
Well, they're only impossible for everybody else,
right?
Not him.
It's like the third tier actor is getting killed, but Tom, it works out fine. Mission Possible.
All righty. Had the big trade with Carolina and Chicago. So that was Friday. That's the seventh time since 1990 a team has moved up to the number one overall pick. Let me recap. In 1990, the Colts traded with the Falcons and took Jeff George. 1991, the Cowboys traded with the Patriots and took Russell Maryland. 1995, the Bengals traded up with the Panthers to get Kajana Carter, running back out of Penn State. 1997, the Rams traded up with the Jets, took Orlando Pace, offensive tackle. 2001, the Falcons traded up with the Chargers and they took Michael Vick. 2016, the Rams traded up with the Titans to take Jared Goff. So based off of that, didn't work out with Jeff George. Russell Maryland was a good player. Kajana Carter got hurt. Orlando Pace is a Hall of Famer. Michael Vick was good and at times great. And Jared Goff has had a resurgence here with the Detroit Lions. So mixed reviews there of Carolina going up to get that number one pick overall. And not quite sure on who they want to take. We had Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, on last hour. And he said they're not sure. Right now it looks like you've got two quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, that they're interested in. But Albert Breer didn't rule out Carolina trading down. Maybe you get to the fourth pick. Maybe the Colts go, we got to have Bryce Young. I mean, who knows with Jim Irsay? And this is where owners get involved. Owners are meant to own a team because they have made money elsewhere to buy the team. And that's where I would want my owner to stay out of this, let the football people take over. And from what I'm told, David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, has his idea on who they should take. And that might be different on who Frank Reich wants as the quarterback. Jim Irsay is always involved in this. Now, do you want Bryce Young? He has talked about Bryce Young before. And now you get your opportunity. Do you want to trade? And I think there were other teams that wanted to trade for that number one pick overall. Yes, Paulie.
Go back to 2014. You can find many stories. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam pressured GM to draft Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
You can find a bunch of stories about
that. Yeah. I just don't want my owner acting like he knows football. You know how to be a billionaire. You don't know how to be a football guy. And I think that's always dangerous there. All right, Seton, what's the poll question for the final hour of this program?
Well, Dan, we just put up there, who's more famous, Dan Patrick or Chris Maloney?
Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Early results, you're absolutely dominating them. You're up 81%.
Well, with this audience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you, Seton. I feel a little bit better maybe Chris not recognizing me on Saturday night when I said hello to the Law and Order star. You know, it might be his way of saying, this is the law and this is the order.
And you should say, yeah, well, did you check the Twitter poll on my show's Twitter page? They said I'm more famous.
Fritzy, did you reach out to Chris Maloney to see if he wanted to have a celebrity bracket?
We invited him both on the show and to fill out a bracket.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
That would be great. But it was an awkward encounter in front of my daughters. Yes, Seton.
Would you prefer to never hear or see from him again or have him call into the show?
I would rather that he called in.
You would?
Yes.
You would rather try to set this right?
Yes. Well, I don't know if I said it right, but I always tell people, look, we're not scripted. You guys didn't know. I just said celebrity sighting. It's awkward, but content is king. Even if it's awkward for me, let you know. I have the, you know, as fans, we all have one of those moments where you meet somebody and you're going, can I get a picture self? I love you in this movie. All right. I didn't exactly do that with Chris Maloney, the Law and Order star, but it was a little bit awkward. I don't know if it was awkward for him. And maybe he would say, hey, it was awkward for me. I didn't know what to say. But when I said, hey, Dan Patrick, sportscaster, and he goes, oh, okay. Then I knew I was dead. I was DOA, man. And I still hadn't introduced my daughters because they were the Law and Order fans. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yes, Marv.
Is that now in your top five of most awkward, you know, celebrity meetings?
I don't know. Do I have other awkward moments, Paulie?
Oh, I'd need a minute.
Go through them all. There's so many.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
But you were very polite. I don't know why he couldn't have just played along and pretended for a second that he knew you, especially with your family there.
Maybe he was being polite.
Yeah. It's not like you walked over there and went, or some kind of cheesy thing and played the I Know Who You Are Law and Order theme. You just introduced yourself for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. I am past it. Yes, Bo.
But, you know, you always talk about that one time you were at backstage the Howard Stern thing and you ran into Dave Grohl. He doesn't know who you are. Admittedly, doesn't know who you are.
Yes.
But he was super friendly and fun with you.
Yes.
Even though he doesn't like sports, and has no clue why you're there.
And then I walked up to Slash, and I thought, okay, I'm backstage.
He gave his height and weight for you?
No, he did not. Oh. I said, hey, Slash, I'm Dan Patrick. I'm a sportscaster. And he goes, cool. And I went, okay. But, I mean, I didn't have a follow-up there. And, yeah.
I don't really like sports.
Yeah. No, he didn't even have to say that.
I don't really like music, so it's there.
Yeah. I don't like Guns N' Roses. Yeah. See, that's just it. You can't be like, oh, well, I don't like that music anyway. Don't go up and talk to him then.
Yeah.
But I had a moment like that.
It's just like, I noticed you staring at me, so I just wanted to make it all, you know, not as awkward and be like, okay, you can talk to me. I'm normal.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
But it's a setting as well. Dan, if you're in wear like a t-shirt and jeans, people don't recognize you as much. If you were like suit and tie broadcaster, sportscaster, people recognize. Like if you walked up and saw Slash on the street with no hat on, you'd be like, hey, dude, you wouldn't have any idea who Slash was if he didn't have his hat and his guitar in front of him.
Mm.
And I think, to be objective on the poll question, I think you are more famous than Christopher Maloney. His character and his TV show is really famous, and people have been watching him all day, every day for years and years and years. But sometimes you know the character more than the actor.
Yeah.
Tim, you played yourself on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, by the way, for years.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Yes, Marv.
So, Paul, are you saying Elliot Stabler is more famous than Dan Patrick? Not Christopher Maloney.
I would say people watch Chris Maloney work a lot because you could find Law & Order 24 hours a day, channels. People see his stuff.
He's more famous.
No.
His character is more famous.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, the actual individual, Chris and me, then I would guess I'm more famous.
He owes you an episode as a dead body on Law & Order.
That seems fair.
His new show is called Organized Crime. It's really good. And you should be like a dead body.
Dang it. If I would have known that, then I could have said, hey, good luck with organized crime.
You should text me before you go up to famous people.
Mm. Yes.
The best way to make this less awkward is to ask for a guest spot on his TV show.
Yeah. Because that always works.
That's the best way to. Yeah. We're going to get him on and we're going to be like, hey, Chris, anyway, I was thinking to make this right. How about you have me and the Danettes all on an episode of your new TV show?
That only works with Sandler. I remember Sandler introduced me to Jessica Biel because I asked him to introduce me to Jessica Biel.
Respect.
And then she had no idea who I was either. But Sandler makes it seem like everybody in Hollywood knows everybody. And she's like, hey, Jessica, you know Danny? You know Danny Patrick? And she's like, oh, hi. And I said to Sam, man, I said, she has no idea who I am. He goes, like Jennifer Aniston. Introduced
me to the studio or something.
Introduced me to Jennifer Aniston. She goes, hey, Jennifer, this Danny, he's the sports guy. She goes, oh, so you're the sports guy. I go, yeah, I'm a sportscaster. But it's okay. I had a great weekend. Just nice. Sometimes it's nice to be put in your place. That's all. Yeah, Mark. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just. It's better to not
be put in your place
or like to go up to people.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes it's better than.
Oh, but you had a purpose. You weren't just trying to talk to a celebrity. You were greasing the wheels.
I was showing off for my daughters.
You were. Yeah. I was
showing off. That's all it was. If it was my wife and I wouldn't have done that. But my daughters were like, oh, my God, Law & Order. Dad, do you know him? And I go, I've had him on the show. And then I thought, OK, have another glass of wine.
See, that's why it stings.
It does. It hurts.
You were showing off. You weren't being like humble.
No, it hurts.
And you were showing off, and then you fell flat on your face.
Yes, I do. Well, I don't. Oh.
Anytime his name comes up, we're hitting it.
Who, Chris Malone?
Yeah.
What, Todd?
Hey, Dan. Good to see you. Thanks for coming by. It would have been that simple. Everybody wins. Then it looks like he remembers you, even if he doesn't, in front of your family. Right. You're not inviting yourself to go sit down with him at the table there.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm sure that there have been other moments that I've had that are embarrassing.
Did your daughters think it was embarrassing?
Yeah, they laughed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time, like we were walking back and I would just say, man, you girls are lucky that I know Chris Maloney, you know?
And if it was iced tea, you'd have been set.
Yeah, maybe.
He loves you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You and Ice used to kick it.
Yeah. And, Mariska Hargitay.
This isn't going to help.
No, I know.
She's been on that show like 40 years. She's like rolling in cash.
Yeah, they've been on that. That's like 30 years. Yeah. I think that show's been around. Well, I've been around a little longer than that. Thank you, Marv.
By the way, I heard you're not any good at basketball.
Yeah, I did.
All right,
I did.
Anyway, see you later.
That was okay. That's when desperation set in. Because I'm thinking, I haven't gotten a reaction out of him.
Let's make it into a roast.
And then I said, yeah. Then I go, yeah, and your basketball playing is a little suspect. Because he had been in, I guess, the Celebrity All-Star Game.
What is it, and his reaction to that was?
He didn't have one. He okay. did not. He just anyway. Looked at me and I go, well, hey, thanks for letting us interrupt. And, you know, thank you. It's one of those where you're still talking as your wife drags you out of the restaurant. I was like, hon, I was just getting started. I was killing it. But I'm okay. I am okay. Gus in L.A. We'll get to Gus. Gus has been holding a while. Best and worst of the weekend. Hi, Gus. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick, man. I'm sorry for your troubles.
It's really okay. Those are good troubles to have. I'm at a great restaurant with my family, and I meet a well-respected actor.
There we go. Best and worst of the weekend. I'm just honest. I'm glad that Oscar weekend is over. I can finally get some rest now. It's been one hell of a week. This weekend always drains me, so I'm happy.
Wait, did you do security?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we did some event because I'm no longer at my former place. So now that I'm no longer there, I'm no longer at Dior. I'm at a new facility close to Dior. I don't want to disclose it, but I'm at a big place. Marvin knows, so does Mario. Those boys know, so they'll be able to tell you where I'm at now. We had a big, big, huge party on Saturday, and then yesterday I did take part in some side work as well.
Wait, who were you being security for?
So Saturday was for my facility. We had a big party there. Everybody came out. Michael B. Jordan, Jonathan Majors, everybody that was, like, the majority of the nominees were there as well. Yesterday, due to an NDA, I cannot say, but they were nominated there. And so, you know, that was that. Was able to take them to an after party, and then I came home. Did not want to hang out too long. But yeah, it was great without a blip or anything. I have a little saying in my profession: a boring day at the office is a great day at the office. And so everything was good. Everything was great. Made it home safe.
All right. Well, thank you, Gus. Yeah, Gus running security there, but he has NDA. Well, yeah, Marv.
Yeah, I talk to Gus sometimes, and he does stuff for some big wigs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, excuse me.
Well, you can't talk about it, right? And the less you talk, the bigger it is that you're probably protecting some pretty important people.
Oh, correct. Yes.
Yeah, NDA.
Oh, also, one more thing.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson presented Best Picture, The Departed one.
Oh, it did?
Correct, yes.
I hated that movie.
He's presented 8 times for Best Picture.
He presents it and his movie wins that he's in.
Seems like a conflict of interest.
It does. He could read anything up there, right? La La Land. La La Land. All right, let me take a break. We'll head to Hollywood Entertainment Tonight. We'll talk to Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner. They were there. And more of your phone calls as well. Make sure you sign up for the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to danpatrick.com. You're able to do that. And you can be in the hopper with us. And we giving away $1 million. No, actually, $1 million for the winner, Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Take a break. Back after this. GetRefunds.com. Ready to help you. Now, you need to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Okay? Apply for that. Going to take you less than 10 minutes. And what it does is it's going to help you and see if you may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com has already helped return over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. And once again, remember this, there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believed that they don't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. You got nothing to lose. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. So check it out. Going to take you less than 10 minutes, and it could be paying off big time for you. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My favorite part of this song is right there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Got golf. Next stop is the Snake Pit. It's the Valspar Championship. That'll be coming up next week on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. Update the poll results, and then we'll head to Hollywood scene.
Perfect segue, Dan, as you do. Okay. Who's more famous, Dan Patrick or Chris Maloney? You're still dominating 80-20.
Okay, you said Chris Maloney.
Should be Maloney. Maybe it's just because of Lou Maloney, but
yeah, Lou Maloney of the Red Sox.
Even if you said Chris Maloney right now, I would hear Maloney.
Okay. Sorry. The famous actor from Law & Order. Kevin Frazier, Nichelle Turner joining us on the program, Entertainment Tonight co-host. Guys, thanks for joining us. I'm sure it was a late night there. The most awkward moment you've had with a celebrity. Now, I had an awkward moment with Chris Maloney over the weekend at dinner. He didn't know who I was. And I had my daughters with me, and I was trying to show off, and it was terrible. Terrible.
I'm not laughing at you, but I am.
Yeah, Nichelle, you have every right to laugh at me because my kids did.
I was going to say, that is. I had dinner at Chris Maloney's house. Nice guy. Served wine. Great dinner. Great guy. Great guy.
Okay. Have you had an awkward moment, like one of those where you think that they're going to know who you are and you realize that they don't know who you are?
Yeah.
So many of them. So, I mean, there have been more than one. What would be your...
My most awkward moment with a celebrity? Oh, I think it was Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, everybody's
had... Just because he's not kind.
Yeah, no.
And so, like, I literally wanted to, like, run screaming from the room, and I pretty much did.
I remember that. What junket was that where everyone
we were there together.
We were there together, and people were crying.
It was one of the Men in Black movies, yeah.
He had people leaving the junket room crying.
Yeah.
He crushed folks.
Yeah, yeah, so it was awkward. So I just got up in the middle of the interview and left, and I said, okay, we're done.
Do you know what? I tried to go to Al Gore, his college roommate. I tried to talk about his horses program. He has a program that works with horses. I was like, forget the movie, man. Let me talk about horses, something you like. He didn't give
damn. I said, yeah, you were college roommates with Al Gore, you know, playing football. He was like, did you watch the movie? I'm like, oh, I mean, come on. Tommy, just give me something, man. So it was very awkward. So I think that's my most awkward.
He was tough. That was tough, yeah.
Yeah, my most awkward run-in with a celebrity is that.
Well, yeah. Given what we had last year, not a lot of drama this year. Last night, right?
I didn't need that type of drama.
And we're still trying to sort out what happened last year. But how would you sum up last night?
Kimmel was a 10.
Yes,
that's the first thing. I thought he was a 10 for sure. I am of the mindset now after seeing him last night. I think he needs to do it every year.
The forever
host. Just bring Jimmy back. Let him do it. He knows pacing. He knows how to land the joke. He knows how to go after folks that it doesn't feel mean, where it just feels still fun, but he's still getting the punchline in. So I think off top.
The Robert Blake joke hurt a little bit.
I mean,
that one hurt a little
bit. That was
a tough one. He hit Robert Blake hard.
Well, I mean,
but,
come on.
But I'm saying it's like... Certain cities should always host the Super Bowl. Certain cities should always host the Final Four. He should be in a short, tiny rotation of people who do the Oscars. He's that good.
Yeah. You can sprinkle Regina Hall in there for me with him because I just think she's fantastic and ridiculously funny. But I think Jimmy was like, he hit everything great. And, you know, there were some emotional moments as well, Dan. I mean, we saw history being made with Michelle Yeoh being, you know, the first Asian female actress to ever win Best Actress, only one of two women of color in the 95 years of the Oscars to win. So we saw that. It was so great. We saw Short Round, Dada, get his Oscar last night.
He got to
hug Harrison Ford. It was a full circle moment because, you know, Harrison gave him his start in Indiana Jones. And we saw, you know, just his story was so inspiring. And we just root for that guy.
Here's what I want to know. I know Dan has his SAG card. And I'm not sure. Do you get to vote, Dan? And did you watch all the movies?
I did not watch all the movies.
Which ones did you see?
I saw everything. I saw The Banshees. I saw Maverick. What are the other
ones?
You're
doing better than most, though.
Yeah. you know, I
you
was
saw
wondering.
Elvis?
About, yeah, I didn't like Elvis, but I did watch it. I was wondering about this. I was hoping that Tom Cruise would have been celebrated last night by everybody there. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't going to win. But what he did for movies this past year, to have that place give him a standing ovation,
facts.
I thought would have been wonderful to have him present an award last night.
Dan, right. We have a great story about. Listen, let me just tell you. Tom is working right now. He's still making Mission Impossible.
Part two.
His producing partner came to the awards, but he landed from London after working with Tom the night before at 3 o'clock. His wife met him with a tuxedo and shoes. They raced over to the red carpet and made it for the end of the red carpet. So Tom was like, you know what? I'm here. I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to stay in London. I'm going to work. And so instead, he stayed in London and worked.
I'm going to side with Dan, though. We were all so geeked thinking that Tom Cruise was going to be there. I mean, he is a movie star with a capital M, capital S, right? And so we were all geeked with this.
Yeah.
And if we're being honest, Top Gun Maverick was the
best
film
of the year. A 10.
It was the best movie of the year. It was a perfect movie.
Thank you.
It should have won Best Picture.
Thank you.
And it kind of makes me angry sometimes when, you know, Academy voters kind of, you know, stick their nose in the air a little bit and think that a tent pole can't be the best film of the year, because this, in fact, was. It hit every note.
It was a great movie that everybody went to see. It got everybody back in the movie theaters. And
he saved the movie industry with that movie.
You have 35 years between those movies, and it was still perfect.
Better than the original.
Yes.
I said it with my chest.
All I know is you still had a scene on the beach and they're playing football. So, you know, right? How many of us, when's the last time you wore cutoff jeans, Kevin?
He probably wore them yesterday, Dan.
Dan, I do have a pair of cutoff jeans. I will not lie. I do have a pair of cutoff jeans, okay?
Now, did you guys, what after party do you go to?
I went to this club called Bed.
I was going to say Home. Well, I went to Club Home. Because let me tell you about this, Dan. Here's what happens. We were here at 3 a.m. this morning to do live TV. And if you go out, automatically snowballs into a bad 2-day. It's like a 2-day bender.
I'm 48.
It's a bender.
I just want to be cute and like in bed and just that's it. I can't do it.
Okay, give
Beyonce
me the best
and
party.
Had a party. Beyonce and Jay-Z's party.
Yeah, their party is the best.
The gold party is always the party.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens other than there's beautiful people there?
No one knows.
There is great music. And there is great camaraderie.
No, it's like the Fight Club, though. The first rule of the gold party is you don't talk about it.
Yeah, if you talk about it, nobody gets in.
Absolutely. So that's, you know, Beyonce made the song about it. Remember when somebody said they bit her and nobody knew who bit Beyonce? It was the big thing.
At the party. Right.
And she wrote in the song, if you want to party with the queen, you have to sign a non-disclosure.
Yeah.
That's
you
why.
You can't say a word.
Kevin Frazier, Nichelle Turner Entertainment tonight. What do you have on tap for... entertainment tonight.
Well, Kevin's doing his bracket. That's what we
Let's be honest about this. I have my bracket and I'm working on it right now.
I like it.
Some things I need to know. I've been watching.
We're battling back and forth because we've got different opinions.
We've talked about some games. She's a Mizzou grad.
Yeah, I'm going up Thursday for the game in Sacramento.
Okay.
I'm ditching work for the day and I'm going to go to the game.
Okay.
Very hyped about what her Tigers are going to do. I'm very interested to see what they do. I mean, you know.
Don't play with me and the Tigers. Don't do that. We're not going to do that today, Dan.
And he just said do. Doo-doo, by the way.
You noticed that.
I didn't say
passion bucket, but I said doo-doo. And I want to say that Utah State is tough. Arizona is going to be more than I think that could be more than they can.
We're gonna wipe the floor with Utah State. Don't play. But he's trying to fill out his bracket, but we're gonna have all of that. You know where you were asking us about all the parties. We were at all the parties last night, and folks were out in droves. So we're going to have all that, the stuff you didn't see on the Oscar stage, that'll all be on the show tonight.
We'll have the fact that I almost tripped Rihanna.
Yeah, he's almost the most hated man in Hollywood this morning. Because, yeah, he did. He almost made Rihanna fall.
It was, Dan, my life flashed in front of me. She was walking in, and, you know, we've just been with her at the Super Bowl, just did an interview. We were so excited to see her. She was walking by. She turned to give us love and lost her balance.
Kevin's fault. It's almost as bad as Chris Maloney. Almost as bad.
Dan, I'm going to talk to Chris for you, man. I'm going to talk to Chris for you. I don't know. He must have got confused or something.
I know.
Kevin, I walked over and I said, hey, Chris, Dan Patrick, sportscaster. He goes, oh, okay. Now, I know I'm dead. I know I'm dead when he goes, oh, okay. And then
it just hung out there. That just hung in the air. Ooh,
yes.
Dan.
And it was capital O and K. And it wasn't okay.
Uh-huh.
No, it was all bad.
It just hung there. I could see the words and I wanted to grab them and bring them back.
And then you had to go tell your kids.
Well, they watched.
No, they were right there with me. No.
Oh, they were standing with you.
Yes, they wanted to meet him. I played the I'm a celebrity, he's a celebrity. He's obviously going to know who I am. Girls, come on over. Oh. Let's meet him. My daughters were so excited.
You can never tell your kids anything ever again now because they're going to be like, yeah, whatever.
And
you don't
Michelle.
Even know
Michelle.
What is
that the equivalent? You know what that's the equivalent of, Dan? And we were talking about this yesterday on the red carpet. When publicists come on with, like, the person who's there for, like, editing.
Yeah.
And they walk up with the dude right behind them. And it's like, check with us beforehand because we don't want to break your heart. They walk
and they
up and they're
like, told him, I know him.
Right.
I know Kevin. I can get this for you.
And they walk over and they say, hey, are you interested in so-and-so? Yeah. He's nominated for editing. And we're like, I'm sorry, we're good. We're going to pass.
Oh.
And then they have to turn around and that person's staring daggers at us. What was the guy for the musical guy, the score? The guy who did the score for the For the Fablemans? Was it Fablemans?
Oh, I don't remember what film it was.
God,
we're not
going to
call
mad.
Him out.
No, right, right. He was so mad at us. Oh, he was so mad. No, no, it wasn't Fablemans. That was John Williams.
No, we're not going to do that.
But I'm going to say it was somebody who was really mad at us, yeah.
Well, thank you for making me feel worse, and I look forward to you sending in the bracket. And if you talk to Chris, just tell him, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did or didn't do, but, you know.
I mean, he is a sex symbol, Dan.
I wonder if I say Dan Patrick,
Chris Maloney's behind has like its own Instagram, but like it's legendary now.
Well, he didn't stand up. He was seated. So I wasn't able to go, Chris, turn around. Yeah, I see it.
I think if Dan had said all the movies he'd been in, and some of those Adam Sandler movies.
Like, I'm in Adam Sandler movies.
No.
Right. Longest Yard?
It wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered. But that's okay.
That's a tough okay. That's a toughie.
But you know what? We should all get humbled. You know, it's okay. it's okay.
Yeah. That's your Shaquille O'Neal thing. Shaquille always says, if he could shoot free throws, nobody would be able to tell him anything because he'd have been the greatest thing ever. So he needed that to keep him humble. That's what you needed. You needed that to keep you humble.
Now, I know Kevin could outshoot Shaq from the line. Nichelle, you might be able to outshoot Shaq.
I can totally outshoot
him. That's easy. Yeah, that's 100%.
And I'm terrible, so I can totally outshoot him from
the
line.
Dan Patrick, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dan Patrick, shut the hell up. Thank you for joining us, guys. And I'll wait to get your bracket. Thank you, guys.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming.
All right. Nichelle
Turner. We're going to call Chris right now. Let's call him.
That'd be
Let's
great.
Call Chris, our man.
Thank you. Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. Yeah, they really cheered me up there, didn't they? Yeah, Paul.
You should. I wish you, on radio, you can't see, but you should have saw her face when you. Oh, my kids are with me. She goes, oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
I love that Kevin Frazier meeting. He's like, oh, really? Because I've had dinner with him. I'll call him right now and be like, yo, what's up, man? Like,
I know.
What happened? You don't know DP?
That's okay. That's okay.
His smile. Did he hear that story? Said it all.
Jerks. I'm going to be watching Billy Bush.
Hey, there's no reason to get rude right now.
Extra. I'm going to be watching Extra tonight. Harvey Levin with TMZ. That'll teach those guys. All right, we'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn. Is Jim Boeheim on the program tomorrow?
He sure is.
Oh, okay. I guess I get a chance to ask him if he really wanted to retire. He might be sassy with me. He's always back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-4 He could throw that speedball by you. All righty. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow on the program. Former Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim will join us on the program. Let's see. Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, thanks for holding. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Two bests and a worst, all from the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
Number one, Team Israel with the win. Go Fighting Semites. Dan, I'm sure you were excelling, and they gave you lots of nachas with that win.
Much nachas, and then they play Puerto Rico next, I think, Israel does.
Let's go, boys. Second best, there were a bunch of 10 or 15 bros sitting behind home plate who were having the best time in the world. They were punching out guys on third strikes in unison. They were asking the first base ump for help on check swings. And one dude chugged a beer out of his sneaker. So that, I mean, that's the ultimate boys' night out.
Well, thank you, Barry. Al in Atlanta. Al, thanks for holding. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan. Got a best and worst, and then a throwback to Friday if we have time, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Best of the weekend, Ronald Acuna Jr. and Venezuela upsetting the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. Always great to see an upset, except for when it's Mexico over the USA. Worst of the weekend, at the end of the NFL season, I was the first to say no thank you to Tom Brady when he retired for all the memories, because every memory I have of him is a horrible one. And the Falcons were set up. We were set up to have a great year. And then now looking around, we got Derek Carr to our west. The Panthers to the north have the number one draft pick. And I just have this feeling that somehow, some way, Aaron Rodgers is going to end up in Tampa Bay just to screw me.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Can't see that.
And then the throwback.
Yeah.
You guys had a caller on Friday who called in and asked for help choosing between three women pining over him.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, be weary of a woman who's saying she's dying because she wants to get married before she dies. Had a friend in college, my freshman year, his senior year. He was dating a freshman who he wasn't that into. She could tell. Came up with the story that she was dying and only had a few years to live, just wanted to be married. He was a good guy. He married her. Flash forward almost 20 years later, they're still married. And he looks like a former shell of the man he once was.
Wow. Okay, Al. I thought it was going to be like a happy, Disney ending here. Yeah, Paulie.
The good news, it's a pretty vague story. So this gentleman and his wife will have no idea what this guy was referring to when he listened back.
And he's a shell of his self. Adam Schefter reports Raiders, Texans expected to pursue Jimmy Garoppolo per league sources. Jets could also get in, but they're in a wait-and-see mode right now. Yeah, Paul?
Why would the Texans pursue Garoppolo? Doesn't he seem like a player that'd be more suited to a team that's built to win now and has a good roster?
Well, he would be able to play. He would start, but then they're probably going to take a quarterback. And therefore, if you get whoever it is, Bryce Young or you know who Carolina doesn't take, then you can ease him into the lineup. I'm guessing. But I'll still go back to what I said initially, that Tom Brady wasn't going to the Raiders, that Jimmy Garoppolo was who, you know, that Josh McDaniels wanted. And I stand by that, and that's been, what, 6 weeks ago. Let's see. Final results of the poll question, this day in sports history. Let me get to James in Virginia. Hi, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. You know, I know what it means to be humble, man. You know, I'm sitting on hold for 2 hours, man. I'm really humble today, man. Now I'm just playing, man. Congratulations on your on the christening this weekend, the baptism, man. That's always an exciting thing. I told my wife, I don't care what happens, the baby got to be baptized in the Catholic Church. You know what I mean? Going forward, man, all best this weekend. I would say one slightly worse was
James, are you working right now?
Oh, man, nonstop, man. You know, we out here on the big brown truck, man. You know, we're being safe, but at the same time, we're getting the job done, man. One stop at a time. You know how it goes. But I'll cut it real short, man. My final four this year, man, I'm going to take Purdue, Alabama, Texas, UCLA. I've never seen a field so wide open.
James, just submit a bracket in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, okay?
I haven't found it online yet, but I most certainly will. But, hey, look, I appreciate you taking my call, man. You have a wonderful
you be
rest
safe.
Of your day,
you be safe, James. Absolutely. Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You can go to danpatrick.com. You'll find it right there. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1894, J.L. Johnstone invented the horse racing starting gate. I would love to see what it was like before there was a starting gate. Just a bunch of horses standing around. They tell them, just be cool.
Maybe they had a string, and then they would drop the string.
That'll hold them back.
Yeah.
1960, the NFL Chicago Cardinals transferred to St. Louis. And here's one. 1999, A.C. Green of the Dallas Mavericks played his 1,000th consecutive game. That was one of the two streaks he had going on at that time.
Wow.
Bloop, bloop.
Yeah. By the way, on this date, I did not know this. This player broke his ankle and was replaced in the lineup by a rookie. A famous, well, both were famous. One was really famous. Bobby Thompson was the outfielder, and he was replaced by Hank Aaron in the lineup, 1954. Let's see. Bryce Drew on this day, 1998. Three-pointer as they upset, Valpo upset Mississippi first round. Was that Mississippi or Mississippi State?
Mississippi.
Okay. Mississippi was fourth seed and got knocked out. Let me see. On this day, 2012, BYU was down 25 and then came back to beat Iona by 6 in the first round of the NIT. And Russell Westbrook Jr. III had a triple-double, the 100th triple-double of his career in a win over the Hawks. Whew, what a day today. Not sure what we accomplished other than to humble me, and I did a really good job of that. But there's always tomorrow. Yes, Todd?
I was ready to give you my what we learned.
Oh, what did you learn today, Todd?
Paulie could potentially be swayed to take 15 UNC Asheville over the 2-seed UCLA Bruins.
By the way, it's been pointed out that Sports Emmy for Sports Personality of the Year, I have won. A Emmy for Daytime Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, Chris Maloney has won. So we're tied. Yes, Eden.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, see what he did there? He just gave you the okay. Okay.
Oh, all right. All right.
Okay.
Okay. What'd you learn, Seton? Damn. Three piece.
You made Kevin Frazier's day, I believe.
Oh, he loved it.
Yeah.
Marv, what did you learn?
Your wife got a good laugh out of it also.
Yes, she did. She's still laughing. Paulie?
Ice-T would have recognized you.
Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? What are you doing? Dollar Shave Club. Get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Sign up for the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to danpatrick.com. Have a great Monday, everybody. Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.